KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies, 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly sunny on this Thanksgiving day with a high of 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In local news, a single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon just east of Marnie resulted in a passenger in the vehicle being flown to a hospital in Omaha. According to reports, 16-year-old Lily Elliott of Marnie was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Hospital. The teen was injured when the van she was riding in slid through the intersection at 580th Street and Eastland Road and crashed at around 2:35 p.m. The accident happened as the driver of the 2010 Dodge Caravan, 37-year-old Jamie Elliott of Marnie, was trying to slow down for a stop sign at the intersection. The van skidded into the north ditch and hit a utility pole. Elliott and two other children in her van were not hurt. One person was critically injured Tuesday afternoon in a truck accident southeast of Council Bluffs. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office told the Omaha World-Herald that the accident occurred around 5:30 p.m. at 22338 Pioneer Trail. 80-year-old Francis Hedrick of rural Council Bluffs was taken by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The sheriff's office said Hedrick was eastbound on Pioneer Trail in a 2003 Ford F-150 pickup truck as a 1983 GMC flatbed straight truck was backing out of a driveway. The pickup truck struck the back of the straight truck, and the crash left Hedrick briefly trapped in his vehicle after the dashboard was pushed into him. He was taken by Lewis Township Rescue Squad to the Lewis Central High School parking lot, where he was transferred to the chopper. His injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. Hedrick was listed in good condition on Wednesday. The driver of the straight truck, 32-year-old Travis Tyson of Bellevue, was not hurt. The sheriff's office cited Tyson for unsafe backing and failure to yield. Authorities in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in finding a special needs woman who jumped out of the window of a facility at 2065 Nash Boulevard late Wednesday evening. Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson said 21-year-old Kyla Jones left the area in an unknown direction of travel after she leaped from the building at around 8:50 p.m. Wednesday. The woman was last seen wearing a dark gray, long sleeve shirt and gray sweatpants. She's about 5 feet 5 inches tall, weighs around 162 pounds. Jones left her cell phone behind when she took off, and police say they've exhausted all the leads in trying to find her. If you see Kyla Jones, you can call your local police department immediately. A picture of the woman is under this same story on KJAN.com. Look under the news page. Well, the 4th Judicial District is planning to launch a court for nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses. In September, Pottawatomie County was awarded a $250,000 federal grant to start the project. Officials say the purpose of the mental health court is to decrease rearrests and divert the offenders from correctional facilities to treatment programs. The Daily Nonpareil reports officials hope to launch the court in late January. For a person to be eligible for mental health court, they must not have committed a violent felony. They also must have had a mental health diagnosis in the past 6 months or have a history of mental illness. A mental health court team will be found to collect information and decide whether to admit a person, and the court sessions will be held at least once a month. A juvenile was arrested and later cited in a juvenile court following an assault which occurred Wednesday afternoon on a school bus. Red Oak police say 11-year-old Jackson Michael Kelly of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. on a serious assault charge for allegedly striking another student on the bus. Kelly was later released into the custody of his mother, Holly Ann Kelly, and will appear in juvenile court at a later date. In our funeral announcements, Dave Lee Holst, age 64 of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Dave Holst will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Evelyn Llewellyn, age 83 of Adair, died Tuesday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Llewellyn will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Judith Peterson, age 71 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Judith Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Steve Kesterson, age 59 of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Steve Kesterson will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Richard Bernhardt, age 88 of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Kansas City. Services for Richard Bernhardt are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ray Jean Namani, age 65 of Oakland, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Ray Jean Namani are pending at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Ronald Spike Simon, age 72 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Spike Simon are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.